what demand for apples means for Michigan cherry farmers. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Fruit growers have a new problem. They can't buy enough young trees to plant in their orchards. This is especially true for Michigan cherry farmers who depend on nurseries in the Pacific Northwest. There are reasons to think it could get worse, and some farmers are preparing for a day when they can't buy any trees. Peter Payette reports.
Ben LaCrosse was supposed to be planting 6,000 sweet cherry trees this spring. He ordered them 3 years ago from Oregon.
In 2013, in the fall, they had a 24-hour period where it went from 40 degrees in the afternoon to negative 16 degrees overnight, and that just killed off, I think, millions of nursery tree stock.
So LaCrosse expects to get his trees next year. This is a common story. Fruit growers now have to plan years in advance to get new trees, and freezes, floods, and wind have destroyed fruit trees around the country in large numbers. But Ben LaCrosse says the underlying problem is demand for apples. Apples are popular at grocery stores, and farmers are planting much smaller varieties of trees these days. That means farmers plant many more trees per acre than they used to.
The nursery people are businessmen, too, and if apples are being planted at eight times the rate that cherries are, they've got to plant for that demand, and they can't speculate on a small specialty crop like cherries.
Most of the tart cherries grown in the U.S. are grown between Muskegon and Charlevoix. Farmers can still get trees if they plan ahead, but Calvin Lutz, a cherry farmer in Manistee County, says that supply may not last.
The nurseries out west have been talking about quitting growing Montmorency cherries because the demand ain't very big for them. And apples, a huge demand for apples, and they make more money growing apples. So they've kind of geared their brain over to grow all the apples.
At the moment, about a third of Lutz's cherry orchards are old and need to come out. But he doesn't have the trees to replace them. That's why he did something almost nobody does up north. He planted his own nursery.
And so I'm doing this to see if we do lose nurseries, I still want to stay in cherry business. I got an edge up in getting nursery stock all the time because I'm doing it myself.
But it's tricky work. Nobody on his crew had ever done it before last fall. There are 14,000 seedlings here, mostly Montmorency cherries. Each one has a bud from an adult tree that's grafted by hand onto a rootstock.
This new to grafting it took, you see?
It took means the bud is growing.
This one here, they grafted, it's not growing. See that? So that's what you're saying right there. You got four in a row and only two took.
Even with a 50% success rate, Lutz thinks he'll save money. He says other cherry farmers think he's crazy for doing this, but he says they're also interested in what he's up to.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of them watching what I'm doing to think if I could pull it off, they might pull it off themselves. So they're waiting to see if I could actually do this.
But not everyone is waiting. One of the largest cherry growers in the region has run a nursery since 2010. Nels Veliket is one of the owners of Cherry Key. They have 1,800 acres of orchards. He says at that size, they have no choice anymore.
You cannot be reliant on another business to provide those trees for you. It just becomes a matter of necessity.
Veliket says the number of people growing tart cherries is shrinking. It's not a great way to make money. He thinks in the future it will mostly be larger operations that specialize in tarts and handle the entire supply chain, starting at the nursery. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
If you missed this show on the radio, you can always find us on iTunes. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to know what you think. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.